This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. That big spending bill I mentioned setting up Stephanie Hughes a minute ago also adds $200 million to something called the Housing Choice Voucher Program. It's better known, perhaps, as Section 8, the federal program that subsidizes housing for more than 2 million low-income households in this economy. Right now, though, only about 1 in 4 households that are eligible actually get a voucher, and in a lot of cities, the wait list is years long. And those cities include Baltimore, where Marketplace's Amy Scott looked at what happens when one family finally got off that list.
5 years ago, Kiera Bulware was working part-time, making minimum wage, and struggling to provide for her baby daughter, Brooklyn. So she applied for a housing choice voucher to help pay the rent, and then kind of forgot about it.
You know, you get on the waiting list, you just wait, and so they call you.
While she waited, her roommate moved out, and Bulware couldn't pay the rent on her own. She and Brooklyn moved in with Bulware's parents for a while. It didn't work out.
And we were officially homeless. We would stay at different people's houses. We stayed in the hotel for a long time. Even some nights, like, I would drop her off at, like, my aunt's house, and then I would, like, sleep in my car.
Then, more than 2 years after she first applied, Bulware got an email from the Baltimore Regional Housing Partnership. She was next in line for a voucher. She didn't believe it at first.
It was a weekend, so I couldn't call until that Monday to make sure that it was real.
It was real, but the voucher came with some strings attached. Baltimore's is one of a handful of housing mobility programs. Bulware would have to take a series of workshops on financial literacy, home maintenance, landlord-tenant relations, and she would have to move from her distressed neighborhood in East Baltimore to a neighborhood with better access to jobs, services, and highly rated schools. Adria Crutchfield is executive director of the Baltimore Regional Housing Partnership. She says research has shown that children in similar programs had better outcomes.
Those children were more likely to attend college, less likely to become single parents, more likely to earn more as adults compared to those who continue to live in high poverty neighborhoods.
But limited funding means only so many families can make that move. Crutchfield says more than 14,000 households are waiting for one of just over 4,000 vouchers her program provides. Will Fisher is director of housing policy and research at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, which recently analyzed voucher waitlists around the country.
And we found over 700,000 families on these waiting lists just at the 44 agencies that we were able to look at.
The budget Congress passed earlier this month provides funding for 25,000 new rental vouchers, along with $25 million to help voucher holders move to areas with more opportunity through counseling and other services. Fisher says on their own, vouchers have been shown to reduce homelessness, overcrowding, and evictions.
If they're paired with these services, they're even more effective in broadening choice for families and giving kids access to additional opportunities.
But moving away from family and friends to take advantage of those opportunities isn't easy. The Baltimore program provides counseling to help families find housing and adjust to their new communities. Not everyone stays after the required 2 years. Kiera Bulware has. She first received her voucher almost 3 years ago. Today, she and Brooklyn live in Odenton, Maryland, a Baltimore suburb. When she first arrived, it was so quiet, she'd call her aunt in the city and complain about being bored.
And she was like, "You are not bored. You're at peace."
Now that they've settled in, she likes the quiet. She writes urban fiction in her spare time. On a recent evening, Bulware sat at her desk helping Brooklyn play a math game on her phone.
How many is that?
10.
Exactly. So it's 9 plus 1. So you have to make that into a plus sign.
Brooklyn, who's now in kindergarten, has a learning disability. And Bulware says she's made tremendous progress at her school.
The opportunities that are going to be afforded to her by going to a higher rated school where everything is hands-on, everyone's helping her, I think that very much benefits her.
So does having stable housing. When Brooklyn came down with a bad case of COVID in December and couldn't go to school for several weeks, Bulware quit her job as a community health worker to stay home with her. And because the subsidy she gets with her voucher adjusts for a loss of income, the rent still got paid. In Odenton, Maryland, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.